It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm just fine. A little chilly yesterday.
A little bit.
It's early April, and I'm griping about 65 degrees.
Yeah.
How good is life?
Yeah. There's still people mowing, though.
I know. And it'll stay like that for several months now, actually. I don't know. The other day I was saying, you know, it is only April. It could still snow.
No.
Not so sure that's going to happen. I hate to say it and jinx it, but not so sure about here. Maybe northern Iowa. You never know. But it seems like we're in a pretty good run right now. Kendall Warren's in with us this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us a little bit today about W&S Appliance. Kendall, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Got several used gas and electric clothes dryers, one matched washer dryer set by Maintain, good working condition. Have three used dehumidifiers, two portable dishwashers, both in real good condition. Still have one 15 cubic foot chest freezer, works good. One used two-door refrigerator top freezer. Two of those, both in excellent condition. Use 40-gallon LP gas power vent water heater, great shape. One 40-gallon natural gas water heater. Use built-in dishwasher, works good. Two use automatic washers, front-load washers. Use 24,000 grain softener by Luxury, like new condition. Do have a closeout on a couple microwave hood combinations. And a 25 cubic foot side-by-side in good working condition. Lots of new dishwashers under counter and convertible portable by Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, LG, Amana, and Frigidaire. Do have some closeouts on some models because of a model change. We deliver, we install, and of course take care of the service after the sale. Water heaters, gas, and electric, got most sizes in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Special prices if you decide to pick that water heater up, take it home, and take care of the installing yourself. Jim?
Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Got a guest in with us this morning. Sean Schaus is joining us this morning, Iowa State University Extension Ag Engineering Specialist, and he'll be one of the featured presenters at the Spring Garden Seminar hosted by the Cass County Master Gardeners coming up on April 21st. Sean, thanks for coming in.
Hey, my pleasure.
Appreciate it very much. Your session is on composting. We should all know about that already, right?
Well, yeah, you would think so. Anybody with a yard or a garden, this is a pretty simple thing, and it actually is going to happen out there to some degree, whether you try or not. But, boy, you can sure take advantage of it and do good things with it.
Well, we don't want to give away all the secrets because we would like them to come to the garden seminar coming up on the 21st. However, you know, there are some simple steps. A lot of folks are used to taking yard waste, for example, here in Atlantic, to a different location. We have a community yard waste site here that folks can use, and they're kind of used to doing that. But sometimes that's not convenient for folks. They don't have a way to transport and stuff, and they don't maybe sometimes look at composting right there at home as being a real good option, but it's not all that difficult.
No, that's right. It doesn't take much equipment or space to do it, just a little bit of management. And you're right. If you look at the time you spend hauling your yard waste away, you may be able to compost at home with less time spent than if you have to transport it. Plus, you save the mess of trying to load that up into the car, pick up, and get it out there.
What's the practical application of composting? I mean, aside from getting grass clippings off of your lawn and things, after you've put it in the compost system and it's gone through, I mean, what do you turn it into?
Well, some gardeners like to call this the gardener's gold. The compost, when it's done, is just the organic matter that's left after the decomposition of the food scraps, grass clippings, whatever. And this is valuable stuff when you put it back on the ground for plants. It helps the soil. It's a good soil amendment. We don't like to call it a fertilizer because the nutrient value isn't real high, but it does good things for the soil. It allows the soil to hold more water, to soak water up faster. It does have nutrients in it. It's a great place for roots to grow. It just encourages a lot of good biological activity in the soil. So particularly if you have a soil that you feel like this just isn't quite as nice a soil as I'd like, adding a lot of compost to it will give a little lighter texture to the soil, more organic matter. All those things are good for grass growth, for gardens, for flowers, anything you want to grow. Compost will help that soil condition.
Yeah, there aren't too many things in this world that make a gardener smile bigger than good black dirt.
That's right.
However, there are some that swear by compost instead of so much dirt.
Yeah, well, and what's in the compost is also in our soils. We're just adding more of the good stuff to the soil when we add the compost back to it. That's what's happened to our soils. Why we have good rich soils in this part of the country is for eons, we had grass clippings, dead plant material fall on the ground and be incorporated back into our soils. That's how they got so black in the first place. We're just kind of boosting that process along.
And it's amazing. It's right there. It's a resource. It's in your yard. We pay a lot of money to bring in good black dirt and to do all the things that we want to do here and there. And this is largely free. It's just our elbow grease, maybe a little bit of supply and materials that we put into it up front. So why don't more people do it? Is it just that we're just not patient enough to wait?
Well, I think some of it is just people aren't sure quite how to go about it. Some folks think maybe, well, it's going to stink too much. I don't want that pile somewhere in the yard. I don't have room for it. A lot of reasons why people just haven't tried it. Most folks who try it like it and continue doing it and expand it. A few folks might look at it and say, eh, that was a little more work than I wanted to do. That's why we want to kind of talk about that at the seminar and talk about some low-cost, easy ways you could try it and some more complex things you could do if you really want to get into it in a big way.
Well, there are different materials, these tubs that you turn and stuff like that. I mean, there are all kinds of things you can actually buy to help you do the composting process, but you don't necessarily have to if you don't want to.
No, that's right. You can do those in a simpler, more cost-effective way if you want to, or if you're limited on space, you might go to one of the more expensive containers just to save some space. If you've got lots of room and time, you can do it with almost no materials.
Yeah, what's the biggest obstacle that people have then to composting?
I think it's just the time to pay attention to it, to watch it a little bit, because you do have to tend it a little. If it gets too dry or too wet, it doesn't work as well. So you might have to check it occasionally. A little bit of stirring occasionally to get some air into that compost helps a bunch, speeds things up. So it's a little bit of attention. Once you get used to it, you might decide you like that and it gets to be fun. But that's, I think, the major stumbling block for most folks. Is just, well, it's something else I would have to kind of watch a little bit.
Well, you know, I think most of us grew up learning some things from, say, for example, our parents. Dad might have taught you how to mow the lawn, and Mom might have taught you how to tend a garden and things like that. But who teaches you how to compost? Sometimes it's just the fear of the unknown. I really don't know what I'm doing. How do I learn?
Yeah, well, that's what we hope to do, is get people to take a first step or two, try just a little bit, see how they like it. If they're like me, it becomes kind of a challenge. I just want to see how well I can get it to work.
Are there people who maybe shouldn't compost? Is there really anybody out there who shouldn't?
You know, the only place I can think of, if you were in an apartment building and just had no yard space to work with, that would be really tough to do, although technically it's possible to do it inside the house, but
really?
I don't think I'd probably go that far. If you've got neighbors that just don't want to see something like a compost pile across the fence from them, that might deter me a little bit, but like you say, you can buy some pretty nice-looking compost containers if you need to do it in a really neat and organized way.
Is there really a lot to it? How much tending do you have to do to it, though? I mean, really, how much tending is
there? It's really just kind of watching the conditions. To make the compost organisms do their job, they need to be damp and fairly warm. So you need to make sure that they stay wet. That's our biggest challenge in this part of the state, is they'll tend to dry out too much if we don't watch them a little bit in the dry part of the summer. Fortunately, if they do get too dry, they just go dormant, sit there and do nothing until they get water again. It just delays the process. The only thing that can really go wrong with compost is if it gets too wet. Then the kind of organisms that are doing the work in your compost kind of shift to a different population, and those that work with too much water tend to produce some odors. So that's where you might get some kind of smelly pile starting to smell kind of sour. But if it doesn't get too wet, you just kind of watch it a little bit. If you want it to go faster, you tend it more, turn it to aerate it, give those bugs a little more oxygen to work with. They'll go faster, but they'll work slowly if you don't tend it too. Some folks just throw it all in a pile and leave it, and if you don't need your compost till next year, you can do it that way with virtually no tending at all.
Yeah, I know one issue that some folks have thought about with composting is, and it's the same as if you're moving dirt from one place to another, is carryover as far as chemicals and things like that.
Sure.
What if there were weeds that were growing in that particular area or what have you? I mean, is there any danger of any of that kind of carryover? Does that all break down?
Well, that kind of depends then on your intensity of work. If you get the compost up to a good operating temperature, 140 degrees or so, you'll kill off most of those weed seeds. So that would not be an issue if you can keep the compost in good shape. If your compost pile is kind of cool, kind of dry around the edges, then yeah, you could have some weed seed carryover. Most lawn herbicides that we would use on the lawns or insecticides, again, in a good active compost pile, those will be pretty well inactivated. But in a really low-tech pile, there could be some minor carryover. So some of the gardeners will know that there are certain things, certain plants in their garden they may not want to use their own yard compost on, but commercial compost that's been through a more intense process, probably perfectly safe for those kinds of things.
At the end of the day, when you take a look at all the pluses and minuses, I'm guessing there are probably a lot more pluses to composting than minuses.
Oh, yeah. It's just nice to recycle all that organic matter right there in your own backyard, put it right back on the ground where it came from.
And save yourself a couple of bucks.
You bet.
Yeah, very good. Now, this will all be part of what you can learn. A lot more, too. I assume you've got a lot more on the list there come up for the 21st on the Garden Seminar.
Oh, yeah, there are all kinds of topics on the seminar. I'm sure you'll be talking more about those. They've got some big sessions going on in the morning, big ideas for smaller gardens and new plants for 2012. And then in the afternoon, they'll break up into small sessions, 9 different choices in that 2 o'clock in the afternoon session.
All right, lots of things to look through, maybe some things to purchase as well as you're getting ready for the getting ready for spring planting. Some people have already been out doing a lot of tending.
Right.
It's been so nice out, so it's a good time for this. But we do want to remind you, too, that Spring Garden Seminar coming up on April the 21st, which will be held here at the Atlantic High School again this year. It starts with registration at 8:30 in the morning that day, and the workshop finishes up at 3 o'clock. Now, there is an important date coming up, and that's April 13th. That is a week from tomorrow, because that will be the end of the pre-registration period. And if you register by then, you'll be eligible to win some of the door prizes that have been donated as well. $35 is the cost for the registration. That includes snacks, lunch, materials. There'll be some take-home stuff as well from the day. You'll have a full schedule of stuff to do, and you can hear lots of interesting things that'll help you around the home, like what Sean will talk to you about with composting on that particular day. If you'd like to register, get the form. You can get it online at the Cass County Extension's website. You can pick one up at the Extension office here in Atlantic, also at the Atlantic Chamber of Commerce office, and look around town. A lot of downtown businesses also have those registration forms sitting around for you to find as well. Sean, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it very much. And we've just scratched the surface, literally. There's a lot more to learn about composting, too.
You bet. Come on out there, and we'll dig into it some more.
Oh, Jim. Boy.
Oh, boy. Yeah, sorry.
I should have known. All right. Thank you, Sean. Appreciate that very much. Kendall, it's a tough act to follow.
All on gas grills and stock, no flare-ups, and a lifetime burner warranty. Got water softeners by Luxury. It's an Iowa company. Ranges Gas and Electric by Whirlpool, KitchenAid, LG, Maytag, and Frigidaire. Freestanding models on display, a full line of built-in cooking appliances such as drop-in ranges, built-in ovens, cooktops, and etc. are available on special order. Lots of refrigerators in stock, over 70 units by a variety of models. Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, KitchenAid, LG. Got some excellent values in some side-by-sides and French door bottom freezer models. As usual, the demand is great. The supply is not. So top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. Still have an assortment of range hoods, brand new in a box, starting at $35 and up. It's Thursday. The pot's on. I'll be there till late this evening. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. I thought I was going to pull out the old Joe Dirt there for a moment. Life's a garden. Dig it. No truer words were ever spoken, were they? Cass County Master Gardeners Home Spring Garden Seminar, again, coming up on April the 21st. And again, that pre-registration deadline, April 13th. Pick up those registration forms, either the Extension office, the Chamber of Commerce office, a number of downtown businesses, or you can go online to the Cass County Extension website to find that information as well. Get yourself signed up. You'll find a lot of neat stuff that you'll absolutely be able to use. Again, I want to thank Sean Schaus for stopping by this morning. Kendall, as always, thanks for coming in. You go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.